Question 6. Now listen to part of a lecture in an art class. Usually when people look at works of art, they think about the artist's influence in terms of culture or history. But what about the artist's physical health? Can it influence how a painting turns out? Medical records show that Impressionist artist Edgar Degas suffered from retinal eye disease for 50 years. Toward the end of his career, this would have put his eyesight between 20 over 200 and 20 over 400. That's pretty bad when perfect vision is 20/20. Until around 1870, Degas' paintings showed clear facial details, shading, and attention to small things like the folds in a ballet costume. From 1880 on, Degas' work became less detailed and more blurry as the disease worsened. After taking into account his failing eyesight, it seems unlikely that Degas simply decided to change his painting style. The same medical records also documented another Impressionist artist at the time, Claude Monet. Monet suffered from cataracts, which cause a sort of clouding over the lens of the eye. This can affect the eye's ability to focus and see images clearly. In 1914, Monet stated that he could no longer see colors correctly. Bright red looked like muddy brown to him, so he had to rely on the color names printed on the tubes of paint in order to select the correct one. Like Degas, his paintings also became more blurry as the cataracts worsened. However, in 1923, Monet had surgery to have them removed. After the surgery, his paintings were very similar to his earlier works before the cataracts began to affect his vision. Using points and examples from the talk, explain why an artist's physical health can affect his or her work.